Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today on Produce Step Up, I'd like to share something with you. I want to talk to you about wealth magnet and why it's important at this point that you turn it on for your own good. I believe very strongly that God created you and I to be worthy. I do not think He designed us to be poor. Even the part of the scripture says that the poor you always have among you. I do not believe there are people He actually created to become poor. When you also look at other parts of the scripture, you also find out that some people, by virtue of their actions and inactions, decided to choose poverty. So the fact that the Bible says somewhere in the scripture, we find that it is said, the poor you always find among you, does not mean that some people were designed and created to be wealth. A lazy man, the Bible told us, will have poverty come to him like an armed man. So I believe God designed us to be wealthy. He designed us to be rich, and not just to be rich, but also to extend our wealth in the service of other people. And that's why today I want to talk to you about God's system for arranging wealth, God's system for acquiring wealth, God's system for building great wealth around us. Now, the first point I think you should bear in mind is that God designed us to be wealthy, and His plan was not to throw money down from heaven to us. His plan was that He will send money across to us through a system, through apparatus He has set in motion for us. What I'm saying in essence is that the same way the manufacturer of phone designed that you should be able to make calls with your phone, take photographs with your phone, and be able to access the internet with your phone, they built in the systems required to do all of these things, such that once you buy the phone, every single thing you need to be able to get this thing done is already in the phone. When God created us, when God designed us, when God manufactured and launched us into the world, He set up systems and instilled in us apparatus and the systems to ensure that we'll be able to attract wealth to us. And what we do is, if we really want to attract the wealth, is to look out for these apparatus, is to study the systems and begin to turn them on and begin to work on them until they begin to produce wealth in abundance measure for us. Please, it's important you understand that wealth magnet is not a magical magnet. I don't think I'm talking about one magnet picked from one river or one mountain or places like that. It is simply what God has deposited in you to enable you give value to people in exchange for another value. Again, I repeat, it's simply what God has deposited in you to enable you give value to people in exchange for another value. I just want to add that the value may be money or not money. The important thing is that you get value in return. As a matter of fact, what people give you money is not really money they are giving you. They are just giving you their own estimation of the value they have received by virtue of collecting value from you. Therefore, whatever thing God has enabled you to acquire, whatever thing He has deposited in you in form of talents and potentials that enables you to go out to do work for people, that enables you to create solutions to people in exchange for their own value, in exchange for their own solution, that thing is called wealth magnet. If you crave, if you desire, if it's your plan at this point in your life that you acquire wealth, then it's important you settle down to learn how to turn it on. And that is my focus on this episode of Buddhist Step Up. Let me also just get this in very, very clear in your mind. If you take your time to study the people that God made wealthy, you will find that all of them had something they exchanged for wealth. Jacob went to his father-in-law's house and worked for the guy in exchange for money. Moses went and was tending sheep for people, and in the process he got paid. He was skilled, he was learned, he was knowledgeable in the act of tending sheep, and of course he increased the man's wealth, and that was why he gave back to him. Look at this other guy, Jacob. At the same time, Jacob not only gave him wealth, he ensured that he had wealth, that his father-in-law had wealth in great measure. What the point I'm making in Joseph was also another example. The wealth he was able to acquire in Egypt was because he gave solution to a problem that resulted in Pharaoh amassing wealth in great measure, such that they were able to make money even from other neighboring nations from near and wide. Therefore, do not think that your own case is different because you are of new covenant. Is it, please? I like to tell you something. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he resurrected. I believe in the finished work of Christ. But please, I do not believe you know about the finished work of Christ as much as Apostle Paul did. However, when he needed money, guess what he did? He had to do something in exchange for money. He came to a place and found that people were making tents. He settled down and joined them to make tents, to make money. We did not hear he did it so that he would go and throw it away. He even said that if you will not work, do not eat. In the course of his epistles and letters, you find that he encourages Christians to go to work. He encourages them to put their time, their resources, and their skill to productive use so that they get money. So please do not start thinking that by mere confessing, I have everything in Christ, the money will come and start rushing after you. Yes, please get this in clear. They will actually come rushing after you. Except that when they rush into your house, they need a door to enter, and that is your wealth magnet. Confession is very important. Believing God for wealth is very important. However, wealth do not come by magic. I mean, God, even those who do blood money, like we are told, I've never done blood money before, and I don't really understand the intricacies. But judging from the movies you've seen and stories I've heard, what they do is that they do blood money, then come to business. Their business start booming more than other people. If you're a Christian, you're also a blood money person, because you're actually trading on the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the most important sacrifice you are trading with. But for you to be able to acquire the wealth that is due to you in Christ Jesus, my brothers and my sisters, please, you have to go step out to do something. It is as you do those things that God causes it to increase. In fact, somewhere in the Bible, we find that the Bible said, I will cause the works of your hands to increase. The man that is blessed in whatever he does, he prospers. That's Psalm 1. So please, it's not the man that is blessed in whatever he doesn't do, he prospers. It doesn't work that way. So please, have it somewhere. Take it into your skull. Save it in your hard disk. And ensure it never gets deleted or affected by any virus in your head. The fact that you must be doing something, and that is the channel through which God sends the money that is due to you. If you are doing nothing, the best you can do is crumbs, which is what beggars do. As a matter of fact, in that state or that kind of life, it's actually very difficult for you to attain Abraham kind of blessing. Look at what Abraham kind of blessing is. God blessed him so that he will become a blessing to other people. If God does not bless you, if you need to acquire that kind of blessing for you to become a blessing to other people. I'm digressing so much talking about this matter. Please, I hope you got my word. Let me get into what I'm saying. I'm talking about how we can turn on our wealth magnet. And the foundational thing we need to do if we have to turn on a wealth magnet is to identify what God has deposited in us in the form of talent or special abilities and utilize them to solve problems for people, meet their needs, help them deal with their challenges, and get more results in their lives and businesses. Now, that's the fundamental principle of turning on our wealth magnet. Now that you know you need money and you want to turn on your wealth magnet, please, the important thing is this, please identify what God has deposited in you in form of talent. It's possible you can sing more than an average person. I can just sing because I have to sing, but don't ever call me to come and sing in public. Now, it means I cannot turn on. My wealth magnet is not likely to be singing, but there are things I know I can do for you. I know I can do naturally. I can do with ease. In those areas, I settle down and fine-tune my skills then. I settle down and develop capacity in them. I settle down and look out for people who have need for them. And say, this is what I can do for you. I will do it for you and you give me money. It's a very simple thing. It's not charity. What you are doing is that you are doing business. Maybe before the end of the week, I'll talk to you again about business. So the point is that how to turn on your wealth magnet is to settle down and find out what you can do and identify people who have a need for what you can do, who have issues you can help them sort out. Once you can identify people like that, once you can identify people like that who match the solution you have to offer and begin to be of service to them in exchange for their money or another value they will offer to you, then you have turned on your wealth magnet, and that is the beginning of wealth creation for you. Now, next time on Produce Step Up, I'll begin to talk to you more in details about turning on your wealth magnet and attracting wealth in great measure. For today, the point I've made is this. God wants to send words across to you. He's not likely to throw it off from sky. What it does is that he has created systems and he has put skills, talents and abilities in you. When you offer it to people to solve their problems, meet their needs, they will give you money in return. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.